Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchela. We're now in Masechet Yoma Daf Memchet Amud Bet. Ba'ami Nemi Rav Sheshet. They asked Rav Sheshet the following question. Holacha bismol mahu. All of the avodot must be done with the right hand, as we saw in the beginning of the second parak of Zvachim. What happens if you bring the dam to the Mizbeach with the left hand? Is it valid or invalid? Our Mishnah says that he carries the ketoret in the kaf in his left hand, so halacha b'smol is okay. Why didn't he get it from the Mishnah that we had earlier and in Tamid, that when the Kohanim bring up the parts of the Tamid, haregel sheyamin b'smol, he brings the right foreleg in his left hand, the skin on the outside. So you see, you can carry with the left hand. That was not good enough, because there I would have thought, after all, carrying the Avarim up to the Mizbeach is not Makiv Kapara. If you didn't do it, there's still Kapara. Holacha de Makva Kapara lo. But this Holacha of carrying the Dam to the Mizbeach is Makiv Kapara, so I would have thought that didn't work. So Kamash Malan, therefore he brought a proof from the Ktorat of Yom Kippur. Meitive, challenge. Zar, Vyonen Shikor Valmum Bekabalau, Holacha Bezuka Pasul. If a non-Kohen, a mourner, had someone die on that day, Shikor, or Balmum, who either do Kabbalah, or carrying the Dam, or doing Zrika, it's Pasul. V'chein Yoshe, v'chein Smol. The same is true if you're seated, or if you do it with the left hand. Pasul. So, Holacha b'smol is Pasul. Tiyufta. Now, the surprising thing is Rav Sheshet Hudotva. Rav Sheshet himself actually brought that as a counter earlier. Damar Rav Sheshet Amore du Rav Chista. Rav Chista's Amora, was standing there. Rav Sheshet said to him, "Ba'amin Rav Chista, ask my colleague Rav Chista, holacha bizar mahu, can a zar do the carrying of the dam?" Amar le kshera, he said kshera, umikra mesayeni. And Rav Chista said, "I've got a pasuk to support it." Reishchatu haPesach, vayzuku haKohanim miAdam valvim mafshitin. Divrei Yamim, we hear about the Pesach that the Levim are standing there, and the Kohanim take the dam from them. As we saw. So you see, Rav Sheshet is the one who actually countered that small is no good. The answer is, after he heard it from Chista, then he challenged it. And our question was earlier, Rav Chista had a pasuk, just means they stood still. They didn't carry it, they stood holding it, and then the Kohanim took it from them. Okay, Bar-Yav Papa. Papa asked, Chafan Chavero Benatan Lato Chafna Mahu. What if another Kohen took the Ketoret into his hands, filled his hands, and then put it into the hands of the Kohen? Melochofnav ba'inan. Do we need it to fill his hands? V'ha'ika, and that we've got. Odimo v'lakach v'hevi, meaning that the Kohen Gadol has to be the one to take it and bring it in, the same guy. Ba'inan v'ha'lika. So the answer is teku. Barab Yeshua ben Levi. So now we go back a few generations. Chafan v'meit. Let's say that the Kohen Gadol did the Chafina and dropped dead. Can another, is the one who steps in his place, can he take his chafina, his hands full that were there, and bring it in, or does he have to start the whole Torah process over? So Rabbi Chanina commented and said, see what the elders asked, which means that Rabbi Chanina looks at Rabbi Shimon Levi as an elder. Now, the Memra, this is a large parenthesis. Rabbi Yeshua Levi Kashish, Rabbi Yeshua Levi is older than Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yeshua Levi lihi tir Rabbi Chanina lishtot shachlaim b'shabbat. Rabbi Yeshua Levi said that Rabbi Chanina permitted me to drink this shachlaim b'shabbat. So now, parenthetically, lishtot, pshita. This is a parenthesis within the parenthesis. That's obvious. Did not we have the Mishnah in the Shmona Shratzim? You can eat or drink anything. It's a normal food or drink, even if it's for health reasons, for healing. Actually, what Rabbi Chanina had been matir was to mix it up together and then drink it. Hechidami, to grind it and mix it. Eidei kasakanta, let's see. If there's danger, mishashari, obviously it's permitted. Pikuach nefesh. If it's leika sakanta, if nobody's in danger, meisarasa, it's certainly asur to grind it. So leolandika sakanta. Really, there was danger. What his question was is, mimasya, does it heal? Because Rechidin is a well-known doctor, and he'll know that if this thing works, the nechol alayu shabta, then we should be mechal shabbat to do it. Olomasya, maybe it doesn't help at all. Maybe it doesn't heal. Lo nechol alayu shabbata, and therefore we will not desecrate shabbat for it. Okay, umayshna rechanina. Why did he ask rechanina? Mishum debaka refuoto. He knew therapies. Rechanina mi'alam lo shalani adam akat pirdal vanav chaya. Nobody ever asked me about a wound caused by a white mule and lived. Parenthetically, again, v'akachazina dechay. We see people live. Hey, mevachayat, meaning that it never healed. Chazina demitasa. We see that it does heal. Besumkan inhu v'chivran reish karai hu kamrin. We're talking about where they are red and the head of the top of the feet get white, a particular kind of thing. Mikol makom, as the Gemara says, that's not really our issue. Shemamina rechanina kashish. We see that Rabbi Shimon Levi asked Rechanina is older than him and an elder. Elahachi kamar. So go back to our original thing. She'elatan ki she'elah shel rishonim. What he meant is that our question is like the question of the elders. Alright, umiyam Rabbi Chanina hachi, since when did he say that? Meaning, since when did Rabbi Chanina, going back to the original question, which is, can you use somebody else's chafina? Why would he ask that? After all, v'amar chanina bepar v'lo b'damo shel par, that the Kohen Gadol has to come in with the dam hapar, meaning he can't just come in with the dam, it has to be his par that he shechted. Which means if he shechts it and then dies, somebody else takes the dam and it's no good. V'yamin was going to see a big dispute about that soon. V'yamin b'chanina k'torat shechafna kodem shechitat apar lo asav v'lo klum. If you did the chafina before shechitat apar, which is out of order, it's nothing. So we see that you have to be the same guy who does it. Achi kamar minikami ba'yilei ha'mi chalde k'savar par filu b'damo shel par. Here's what he meant. The very fact that he asked this question proves that he holds that it may mean that par v'afilu b'damo shel par, which means that you could be the Kohen who just brings in the dam, even though another Kohen, Gadol, was the one who shechted it. So now what he originally thought was that this is the same question as asked earlier, my havi Allah. So what is the final result? So that leads us to another discussion. Do you do chafina twice? If that's the case, then chaver nechnas bechafinato. Why? Dahamekaima chafina. After all, one guy did the chafina and he died, but since you could do a second chafina inside, therefore, that chafina was done, and you could take it from him and go inside. But if you only do the chafina once and go inside with it, then we have the question whether you could substitute, come in his place. He turned to Papa and said, Adarabba. It should be the opposite reasoning. If you do chafina twice, nobody else can take it, because your hands are certainly not exactly the same size as his, so it's going to be either more or less. But if you do not do a second chafina, and tibayilach, then you could ask whether or not you could substitute for a kohen gadol who died, who after the chafina. Tibayilu, the question is asked, chofein v'chozer v'chofein, although, do you do chafina twice? So let's see. Toshma, back into our Mishnah. T'kachay tam midata. The size of your fingers, that's the midah. My love, k'shem yinata b'chuz, k'chem yinata b'mifnim. Doesn't that mean that you do the same chafina inside as outside, which means you do it twice? Lo, dilma shimratza lasot midah osem. Meaning that maybe, as we said in the beginning of the parak, maybe you can make a container that's exactly the size of your fingers and use it. It just means it has to be exactly that amount, as we saw earlier. Toshma, let's still try to solve it. Ketzadu osa, what's the method in the Kodesh Kodoshim for putting the Torah into the fire pan? You hold the cup in with the ends of your fingers, with your teeth, and then you take your thumb and push it in until it comes in between your hands. Then you put it into your hands, if it's sovran, collect the Torah, so that it will take a long time for the smoke to come. Some people say, you spread it out, so that it smokes quickly. This is the very difficult avodah. We saw this earlier about kmitzah. The zui, the too low, this is the only hard thing, vayika malika, vayika kmitzah, as we said earlier. Again, there were three very difficult things. Malika, the kmitza with the macheshet, where the thumb and the pinky have to even it out, and the chafina. But what's very clear from this description is that you do the chafina a second time, you pour it back into your hands, and then put it in. So you see the chofein v'chozer v'chofein, which may or may not have an implication for whether you could substitute for the other fellow, and according to the way that Rabbi Shimon Levi presented it, that would mean that you certainly can't. Now, Ibai Elohu, you can't take over for the Kohen Gadol who did Chafinan died. Ibai Elohu, Shachat Vameid, let's say did Shechita of the Par and then died. Maushi Kanes Acher B'damo. Can the Kohen Gadol who takes over for him take that dam and bring it in? And this is the question. Mi Amrinan Bipar Bezot Yavaron Alakodesh Bifar Ben Makar. Meaning Bifar Rafilu B'damo Shapar. Meaning, you don't bring the animal in, you bring the dam. So that means you bring the dam in even if somebody else shechted it. Meaning, you have to, it has to be your part. Rabbi Chanina says, no, you have to be the owner. No, you could just bring the dam in. So this machloket goes through several generations in the Galil. So Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha, who said that you could be the substitute and just bring the dam in, was challenged by Rabbi Yami, who said you can't. From this, when the Korban Pesach, you can join or disconnect from the group until Shechita. But according to you, that it's the dam that's the issue, then it should be until Zrika, like what Shimon said. So Shaniatam Nechtiv Miyot Miseh. Pesach is different because Miyot Miseh Michiyute Deseh. It has to be while it's alive. But that doesn't tell us anything about the dam of the Par and Yom Kippur. When you redeem a petar chamor, it has to be beseh, and it can't be a shchuta. All those other things are not a concern. The point is a shchuta, meaning when it's dead, it's not called a seh. So that means that when it's dead, it's not called a par. So shani hatam de'alif sasemi pesach. That's different because the word seh is used in the case of pidyon petar chamor, and we learn from Pesach that has to be alive. That's the case. Then maybe the seh has to be a male and tamim and ben shana, which of course is not true about pinyon petar chamor. It says tifteh several times to tell you you could use anything. Tifteh tifteh riba filu kulanam, and then use a trefa and use a shchuta. Imkein seh my hanilei. If that's the case, then what's the point of seh if not to make that comparison? Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, to support his position that it could be just dam hapar, it says votzi et kol hapar. This is in the case of a par chatat of the Kohen Gadol. Not in the case of Yom Kippur, but in the case of par helam davish al kohen gadol, and it says he has to take the entire thing out. Shiotzi et kulo ve par chatat ve tzira chatat. In the case of Yom Kippurim, right? So therefore, it should be the entire thing. Our papa, but or vasar perish to kuli amalo pligi. Everybody agrees you have to get all that stuff out. Ki pligi bedam. Marsav a dam ikri par. Marsav a dam lo ikri par. Some hold the dam is not called the par. Ravashi Mistabra commander Mardami Kri part. Makes sense that the dam is called the part of Tiva Zodivaran Allah Kodesh Far Ben Makar. Adamakari Mayale, you don't bring the animal in with its horns. Abdamo, Vikarile Par. Meaning the Kotora refers to the par, uses the word par, it's referring to the dam. Vidach Maushar Avon Lavala Kodesh Far Ben Makar Lachatat. Doesn't mean that the dam is called the par. It means that the par, the actual animal, is what allows Aaron to come in after he shachts it. So therefore it's Bipar Velobidamosha Par. But we have a whole different problem. Here, the Kohen Gadol shechted the animal and died. So, since it was his own chatat, it's a classic chatat shemetu balea, since it has to be killed, and you have to get another one to bring it. You can't bring the dam in. He says, chatat siburhi, v'lon lemita azla. After all, the par, Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippur is a part sibur, which is very odd because he buys it with his own money. But it's called a part sibur, and therefore the din is, didnan, amadu rabbi meir, although par yom kippurim, chavite Kohen Gadol, pesach, the korban yachidu, v'dochet ha-shabbat v'tatuma. In response to the position that the only korban that is doch ha-shabbat and tuma is a korban yachidibur, rabbi meir says, wait, par yom kippurim is a korban yachid and is dochet. Which means, la michal deikal amanda marta tzibur. Doesn't that mean some people disagree with him and say it's a Koran tzibur? The Tamech Tiktanim, Rabbi Yaakov said, Rabbi Yaakov, Dover Shal Tzibur, Surah Avodazar, Chigur, the Koran Tzibur. We had a different attack on that rule that said anything that's a Koran Tzibur is Doche Shabbat and Tuma. Rabbi Yaakov said, wait a second. We have these other things that are Korban Sibur and not Doche. Called the Ikal Amanda Radi Yachid. So you can infer from there that somebody thinks those are Korban Yachid. Chagiga, de, Chagiga or Seir Avodah Zarah. Al Tanakama Kama Hadalei. He's responding to Tanakama who said, Deshame de Kamar, Korban Sibur Doche Shabbat and Tuma, Korban Yachid and Doche Shabbat and Tuma. Rameir and Biako from two different directions were responding to Tanakama who made a general rule. Every Korban Sibur is Doche Shabbat and Tuma. Every Korban Yachid is not. And so Amar Rav Meir, Meir said, Korban Yachid Klalahu, is it true that every Korban Yachid is not Doche? V'alo par Yom HaKippur, v'chavit HaKohen Gadol Pesach, the Korban Yachid, v'dochem Shabbat v'atzotuma. Which means, it could be that everybody agrees that the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a Korban Yachid, and Rav Meir is just using it to disprove the hard and fast rule of the Tanakama. And then Amar Rav Yaakov, from the other side, he said, Korban Sibur Klalahu, is it true that every Korban Sibur is Nidche? All agree that it's a Korban Sibur. So Rabbi Yaakov and Meir agree on this principle. And this is what they said. It's not Sibur Yachid. If as long as it's something that has a set time has to be brought, kind of with Moado operating, even if it's a Korban Yachid, like Par Yom HaKippurim. If it doesn't have a set time, like Chagiga, that could be brought the next day, even though it might be Korban Sibur, I feel a bit Sibur. Okay. So now, let's say if the par of Yom Kippurim that got lost, and you brought others in their place, now you find the original ones, kulam yamutu, they die, like a chatat she'avda. Same thing there. They said, no, you treat it like a rasham, not a chatat. You let them graze and get a mum and they sold, and then the money goes for nedava. Why? Shein chatat sibur meita, which means they relate to those things as a chatat sibur. Amarle, so my par halam davashot sibur. The par that's mentioned there is not par Yom HaKippurim, but par halam davashot sibur, which is certainly a korban sibur. Vashem Yom HaKippurim tan, it said Yom HaKippurim. So kiktani ad the sa'ir. That's referring to the sa'ir. Vatanya parshu Yom Kippurim v'sa'ir Yom Kippurim shavdu v'shachem tachten kolam yuti dver meivu. Rabbi Loza v'shem nomrim. V'chistav v'amachu v'lu d'mein l'dvav v'shayin chatat zibur meita. Here we have a more explicit version of that, in which explicitly they said parshu Yom Kippurim. So lo tem v'shayin chatat zibur meita l'shayimah shayin chatat hashut fin meita. So don't hear that their response is that it's a korban zibur, but rather it's a chatat hashut afin because it belongs to the kohanim. So my nafkamina. So what's the difference between calling it a korban sibur and a korban shutafin? To the mitu kohanim par bahara, that we don't call the kohanim a sibur, we call them shutfin. And therefore, if the Beit Din of Kohanim were to issue a wrong ruling, think about Masachet Horayot, they would not bring the par halam davishol sibur because they're not a sibur. Okay. Toshma the bari Rabbi Lazar, he asked the question. L'divrei haomer par Yom HaKippurim korban yachid. If you think it's a korban yachid, osa tmura in osa tmura. Can it make a tmura? After all, a korban sibur can't be a tmura. So doesn't that prove that some people think it's shel tzibur? Because after all, you said leman the divrei haomer par Yom HaKippurim korban yachid. That means some people think it's korban sibur. So we still have the position that the kohen gadol might not be a chatat meita because it's shel tzibur. No, michlal deikal leman damar shutfin, and korban shutfin is not liable for tmura. And therefore, our question still remains, which is that it's possible that the Kohen Gadol's chatat still would die, and therefore we'd have to get a new chatat for the new Kohen Gadol to bring in. Okay, we'll pick this up in the next podcast, further investigations into the status of Par Yom HaKippurim as a Korban Yachid. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.